A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, Bartimaeus began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, Jesus is calling you." So, throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately Bartimaeus regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. The good news of Jesus Christ. Why are you listening to this today? If Jesus were to ask you, "What do you want me to do for you?" Perhaps you have faith and you're looking for a little more, some help along the way to be a better disciple. Or maybe you fear you've lost faith or never had it and you're looking for something to hold on to. What gives us that faith? What gives us that strength? Whatever it is we're looking for, why do we look here? I think because we know that it is God who heals. It is God who has shown us mercy. We read in 1 Peter, which is the first reading, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood." But the letter goes on, "Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." We are God's people because we have received mercy. Bartimaeus received God's mercy. He was healed, and Jesus tells him when he heals him, "Now go on your way." And what does he do? He follows Jesus. His way is now to follow Jesus. Those who have been shown God's mercy don't wonder what they should do next. They know what is best for them. To follow God, to walk with that God who has shown them mercy. If you need more faith in your life, then simply look more at your life, at the times when God has shown you mercy, because God has graced every one of us, and we forget that. But if you're looking to spread the good news, if you feel like you have the faith and you understand that you're being called to preach the faith, then the best way to preach the faith is to be God's mercy for others. To show people God's mercy, to get them to feel God's mercy, because when they do, they will follow God. So if you understand your call as a preacher, understand your way of preaching most effectively is to be God's mercy.